National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy said during a news conference today that the system didn't work as intended because the fire truck did not have a transponder. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Homendy says a system to track ground traffic is highly recommended at all the nation's airports.
You have to have information on the ground movements, or, you know, whether that's aircraft or vehicles moving on the airport, in taxiways, on runways. They should have all the information. This is 2026.
The Air Canada flight inbound from Montreal had 70 people on board when it slammed into the fire truck while landing late Sunday night, killing the two pilots and injuring several passengers. Many questions remain about why the airport fire truck was crossing the runway while the plane was landing and why it didn't stop despite frantic last-second warnings from the control tower. Homendy said all the information isn't in about the runway logistics at the time. Air traffic controllers and their union, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, have long said that controllers are overstretched, often doing the work of two or three people. The FAA is about 3,500 controllers short of its staffing target. Prior to the crash, air traffic controllers had been dealing with dispatching a crew to handle an emergency having to do with an odor on another plane.
Those are the exact types of questions that we'll ask when we interview the controllers, both the two that were in the cab at the time and the other controllers that may have been on duty either and include previously or after that.
Homendy said NTSB investigators have not yet had a chance to review data from the flight data recorder, but that she's seen surveillance video and still needs to interview the firefighters in the truck to find out whether they braked or turned to avoid a collision. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said at a press conference Monday that he's requested additional funding from Congress for the air traffic control system.
I've been asking the Congress for additional money. Many of you have reported that we need more money for air traffic control. We are modernizing our system, but we can't fully modernize it until the Congress gives us additional money. It's not a partisan issue. Both Democrats and Republicans agree. But they have to have the will to finish the funding.
While flights resumed Monday at LaGuardia, New York's third busiest airport, the runway where the collision happened was still closed. About a quarter of the airport's flights were canceled today. That's according to FlightAware.com, and there were significant delays, averaging more than 4 hours. But it did not appear the cancellations were spilling over to other airports around the country. The NTSB said authorities recovered the plane's cockpit and flight data recorders by cutting a hole in the aircraft's roof and then drove them to the NTSB lab in Washington for analysis. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.